接下来虽然我要讲好像是台湾福音的事工，听起来是这样。
Even though we're going to share the ministry in Taiwan,
但是我们在台湾所做的事工哈，将来在中国大陆也一定要做。
But it is our belief that whatever we do in Taiwan is going to be do the same in China.
因为现在中国大陆情况不允许我们这样做。
Even the China, the circumstance China does not allow us to do so.
但是发生在台湾的事情，将来在中国大陆，我们希望一样是发生。
But whatever happened in Taiwan will propagate to China in the near future.
所以神让我们在台湾先操练，先练习。
So in a way, God prepared us in Taiwan.
将来我希望各位能够也回应神的呼召，去中国大陆做一样的事情。
It's our desire that all of you can respond to God and do the same thing in China.
对，这个事情听起来好像是只是台湾，其实不只是。
So the scope of this ministry is not limited to Taiwan.
那我们就开始哈。首先，这是台湾的地图。
Oh, this is the map of Taiwan.
大家知道台北市。
The city of Taipei in the north.
那我现在在台湾住在这个地方叫桃园县的桃园市。
I live in 桃园 is south of Taipei.
我的家人，我的儿子都住在台北市。
My family and my son they live in Taipei.
坐火车半个小时。
It's 30 minutes train ride.
比你们到教会还要近。
It's closer than you go to church.
我为什么住桃园？因为台北市太贵，住不起。
Why do I live in 桃园？ Taipei is too expensive.
因为我做事工要跟工厂比较近，桃园很多工厂。
Moreover, the ministry are closely related to factories, and they are located in 桃园。
等一下我跟大家会介绍桃园。另外还有一个重点是在台中。
Another focus point in Taichung is a city.
目前这两个是我现在台湾工作的重点，桃园县跟台中县。
So these are my two focus cities, 桃园 and 台中。
将来会跟其他人在高雄这里也做同样的工作。
In the near future, we'll collaborate people in Kaohsiung, which is the southern city of Taiwan.
所以这个地方人口很密集。
It's a very dense population.
等一下我跟大家会介绍一下台湾的，这是英文的哈，你们知道就可以。首先，我要跟大家分享是台湾基督徒的人口的成长。
So I'm going to share with you the population in Christianity and their growth rate.
这个表上大家可以看哈，就是说从1989到2011年。
This is graph from 1989 to 2011.
今年是2013年，资料还没有出来。
We are in 2013, the data has not come out yet.
这是有一个机构专门收集这些资料，每两年就出版一次。
This is published by a parachurch that every 2 years.
他们是从教会去收集这些资料的，所以应该是相当可靠。
They collected data from churches, so the data are very reliable.
有两个这个 bar 哈，就是这个 bar， 一个是
there are two parallel bars together.
一个是总人口的百分比。另外一个是五岁以上的百分比。
The one is percentage of Christian among the 5 year and older. The other is for the all population.
以前是总人口，后来他们觉得五岁以上的百分比比较可靠。
It's more reliable taking the percentage of for those of 5 years and older.
这个图很明显的，你可以看到。
In this graph, you can see very clearly there's a trend.
1989到这个2005。
We can see from 1989 to 2005.
前面几年大概都在3或者3以下。
It's about 3% or below 3%.
1999到2005年有一些增长。
There's a slight growth.
但是也是在3点多。
But it's about 3%.
从2005年以后到现在，你就很明显看到有变化。
You can see the trend upward trend from 2005.
2007已经到4%。
In 2007, that's 4%. 2009, that's 5%.
2011, that's
5.4%. So, 2011, that's 5.4%.
这是大家引用的资料, 5.4%, 2011年。
So this is the data we share at 5.4% in 2011. We are looking why this upward trend. There are many hypotheses.
当然是台湾的基督徒在台湾的教会工作了很多年，现在我们看到成果了。
We can see maybe the growth of Christian themselves.
但是呢，我个人是觉得是神他在台湾开始动工。
It is our belief God has started His big ministry in Taiwan.
过去之前，中国大陆基督徒的成长很明显。
We know that Christian population in China exploded in the past.
从文化大革命以后，到后来，差不多到了全大陆的7-8%。
From Cultural Revolution onward, it's about 7-8%.
但这个7-8%已经一阵子都是没有在增长。
But it remains 7-8%, very steady.
但是并不代表神就没有在工作。
It doesn't mean God does not work in China anymore.
神在大陆这个基督徒维持在7-8%之后，他呢重点改到台湾。
It's our thinking that while God maintains 7-8% in China, the main work kind of moved to Taiwan.
相信从2015年开始，神就在台湾打开了这个福音的门。
From 2005, God opened the doors of the gospel in Taiwan.
神过去在台湾借着福音所撒的这个种子呢，现在开始成长，开始发芽。
So the seed has been sown prior, previously has started to grow.
每一年都明显增长，所以现在我们相信还是继续在增长。
It's continued to grow even up to this day.
那这会增长到什么时候呢？
When we continue to grow and level off.
我们相信到一个地步会停下来。
I think it will be sometime.
但是还没有停下以前，我们相信还是继续增长。
But until that time, it's continuing to grow.
在仔细看这些资料之后，我再跟大家稍微分享一下，因为这个也是跟我们要做有关系哈。我把它分成城市还有乡镇。城市来讲，台北是有几个大城哈。
If you look into the Christianity population in the cities in the metropolitan areas.
2011年的资料，你看，像最明显的，比如台北市。
In 2011, the most significant population in the city of Taipei.
这一个是总人口，另外也是百分比，两个的这个scale，可能他们的那个单位是不一样。
The blue is the entire population, and the dark blue is the Christian population.
这是我们从整个台湾是5.4，你看城市来讲，几乎每个城市啊都在5或者5以上。
If 5.4% is the average, but for the cities, almost every city is above 5%.
只有这个基隆好像是例外，贵州不用管了。所以你可以想，在城市里的成长已经达到快到那个百分比的标准，平均值。We
can see it kind of the growth in the city kind of go level up in a plateau.
这个台北市的10%这个percent，我也是很惊讶。So,
in Taipei, it's more than 10%. That's an amazing number.
台北想的，比如说上海、北京那样子的城市。
Taipei is quite similar to either Shanghai or Beijing.
你想，只要是上海或者北京能够达到10%的基础化，那真的是不敢想象的一件事。
Yeah, it's quite an amazing number.
所以城市增长是这个总人口增长的一个很大的因素。现在我们再来看另外一个乡镇。So
let's look at the Christianity in villages.
在这个所谓的县或者是镇里面，你看只有一两个是接近平均值或者是超出。
In the villages or in the counties. Only a few are on the average. Most of them below average.
这是全部的百万笔，屏东县很明显的超出。那这一个呢，叫做南投县，差不多跟百万笔差不多。那其他的都低于这个百万笔。
You know, only Nantou and Pingdong are on the average. Others are below average.
这几个空白的哈，是因为台湾，他们把城市扩大了，像台中市、高雄市本来小的，现在扩大了。扩大以后，那个县的资料现在还没有。
These blank data because there are consolidation of Taiwan.
就像我去福州一样，现在的福州那个范围很大，把周围的几个县，大概七八个或者十个都包括进去了，所以一下扩大很大。
So the villages are being absorbed to the bigger metropolitan, so they are no longer villages, become a big city.
那这个图有什么意义呢？
What does this graph mean?
城市的增长会将来慢慢的变成这个平缓。
So the population, the growth in the cities is going to be level off.
但是像这个县跟镇还有很大的空间。
But there is a lot of room to grow in villages.
县跟镇的人口住的比较散，所以不容易传福音。
It's more dispersed population in villages and counties, so it's harder to share the gospel.
甚至我们要做的施工，我们要做的这个工厂的施工，就是在县跟乡。
But our ministry focus on factories are exactly on these villages and small cities.
所以我们就相信神的福音不只在城市里面，它也会在乡跟县里面同样的成长。
We believe God is going to grow in the cities as well in the villages and small cities.
所以要保持这种高度的成长啊，除了城市以外，这个县跟乡是一个重点。
So the focus on villages is a strategy in order for the entire Christian population to grow.
现在讲到劳工，劳工在就是不只是工厂，也有在职场，职场就是公司啊，行号。那大部分的劳工都是在乡或者县。
Let's talk about the labor force in Taiwan. It's not only the blue collar, there are also laborers that are really white collar.
快讲，基本上台湾人口2300万。
The population of Taiwan is 20 million people.
人口密度644个人每平方公里，是全世界第17密度最高的。
And the density is about 644 people per square kilometer. That's about 7th highest in the nation.
这里面所谓的劳工的家庭的人口有800多万。
Amount is 23 million. About 8 million is the labor force.
所以基本上他们三分之一。
So it's about 1/3 of the population.
那这八百多万里面有包括几种？一种就是劳工本身。
So among these 8 million, 5 million are just general laborers.
劳工本身没有包括他们的家庭，大概500多万。
It's just labor themselves, not including their families.
两大类，一类在工厂是300多万，另外一类在公司行号100多万。
So among these 5 million labor force, about 3 million work in the industry, about 1 million work in the services sectors.
很可惜的，在这些800多万劳工里，基督徒的比例非常非常的低。
The Christian percentage among these 8 million labor force are very, very, very small.
基本上可以说，现有的教会里面是劳工的这种家庭比例非常的低。
So among the current churches, the percentage of labor in the churches are very, very, very small.
第一呢，你可以说台湾的劳工是一个未得之民。
We can say they are unreached people.
很多人没有听过福音。
Most of them never heard the gospel.
更不用说教会。
Not even to mention church.
这是台湾本地的劳工。
This is the labor of Taiwanese.
另外还有一些叫做外籍的劳工，就是从东南亚
到台湾工作的这些外籍劳工有40多万。
There are also foreign laborers that are immigrants from Southeast Asia.
那还有一种嫁到台湾来的叫做外配。
There are also laborers that really married into the Taiwanese men.
那他们大部分是嫁给在县跟乡镇的，不是在城市里面。
Yeah, so those foreign spouses, most of the men are in villages.
对，很多外配的先生，他们都是劳工。
So it's mostly laborers that married Southeast Asia immigrants.
那在台湾主要的在劳工当中传福音就是叫做台湾工业福音团契。
The major instrument sharing the gospel to the laborers called the Taiwan Industrial Fellowship. It is a parachurch organization.
简称叫做工福。
In short, called TIF.
工福的总干事是蔡国山牧师。
The director is Reverend Samuel.
3年前，他也来到我们教会跟大家分享。
He came to us 3 years ago to share his visions.
这个是成立在1979年。
It was founded in 1979.
所以已经做了差不多40多年。
So it was 40 years.
那他们的做法是怎么做呢？他们做法，我把 label 把它称作叫做从下而上做。
Their strategy is reaching throughout the lowest level and then populating to the upward.
就是 bottom up.
It's what we call the bottom up approach.
什么叫 bottom up 呢？
What does that mean?
他们在不同的城市成立叫做福音中心。
They form gospel center in various locations or small cities.
下面有几个地点，每个地点都成立福音中心。
So they have outreach gospel center.
在福音中心，他们办活动。
They have all kinds of activities.
邀请这个劳工朋友来参加。
Send an invitation to the laborers and ask them to come.
他们有很多什么？吉他班、英语班、钢琴班，那各种各样的。
There are many classes, maybe you know the piano lessons, that you know Chinese lessons or maybe English lessons.
那他们也有步道到街头到公园去做。
They all have the street evangelism or handing out the gospel tracts.
比较像一个教会在做的这些步道的施工。
Yeah, it's similar to what churches are normally do for sharing local ministry.
借着这个关怀、布道还有栽培训练，他们在劳工们当中做这些事工。
So among the labor force, they mostly caring, sharing, training, and outreach.
那最近几年，大概是7年到10年当中，他们也开始做跨文化的训练。
The TIA started cross-cultural evangelism.
跨文化宣教基本上两种，一种对叫做弱势家庭的。
There are two kinds. One is the one that toward disadvantaged families.
这个呢，就是对于就是说像一些本地的叫做高山族的同胞。
Maybe local people, Appalachian tribes.
或者是残障，或者等等这些。
Or disadvantaged, the handicapped population.
单亲的家庭等等这些。
Single parents.
另外一种是外籍劳工。
Another major is the foreign laborers.
那这个呢，就是不同的文化的一种宣教。
They are really cross-cultural evangelism.
那基本上台湾主要的外籍劳工就是四方面，一个是印尼、泰国、越南跟菲律宾。
The main 4 sources of foreign laborers are from Indonesia, from Thailand, from Vietnam, and from Philippines.
有不少宣教士到台湾是在外籍劳工当中做工。
Many missionaries that went to Taiwan to work directly with these foreign labor forces.
我说的这些是国际的宣教机关。
These are really international missionaries.
最近几年，大概4年5年，他们也开始注意台湾本地的劳工。
About 4 or 5 years ago, they started focusing on the local labor themselves.
但是他们的重点还是在建立教会。
But their ministry focuses on establish the churches.
他们希望在县乡镇建立教会。
They desire to build up churches in villages.
这个是有需要的。
There is a need for churches.
除了这些以外呢，现在我跟大家分享，就是说一些工服他们所做的事工。
I want to share with you some of the ministry with TIF.
这叫世界展望会，大家都知道了。
This is World Vision Office in Taiwan.
在台湾的办公室，那这些人呢？这些人是我们去参加他们的团契。
We go there to fellowship with them.
各位知道世界展望会是一个宣教机关。
The World Vision is a parallel churches. It's a missionary organization.
全世界各地他们都有办公室。
They have offices all around the world.
那为什么我们要去参加他们团契呢？
Why we go there?
因为我们发现，在这个机关里面，很多人都不是基督徒。
We recognize, even though in this Christian organization, many workers they themselves are not Christians.
因为他们有团契，要带领他们查经，带领他们这个灵修等等。
So that's why the World Mission have fellowship with these co-workers.
这是职场事工的一个例子。
This is the one example of you know ministering to your offices.
下面这个就是越南越籍越南籍的这个福音的工作的结果，这几位是受洗的，拿的花的。
This is the ministry to the Vietnamese.
这是在台中。
Is in Taichung.
所以在公务的工作之下，他们有外籍，还有本地。
Under the umbrella of TIM, they have this Vietnamese fellowship.
好，那公务他们做了这么多年几年以后。那我们做些什么呢？
So after so many years of the pioneer work for TIF, what is our portion?
目前来讲，我们是公仆的特约同工。
We are
partners
with TIF.
我们跟公仆一起做。
We work together.
互相支援。
We will mutually sustain one another.
但是我们不是公仆的员工。
We're not their staff.
那我们做的这些跟公仆的总干蔡国山牧师，我们都讨论商量，大家同意以后我们去做。
We have very in-depth discussion with Director Reverend Tai.
因为我们要做的就像圣经保罗所说的。
What we like to do is more like following the footsteps of Paul.
保罗说。他要去的地方是没有人去传播福音的地方。
Paul said he want to share the gospel to the place where no gospel, they have never heard the gospel.
所以我们没有做跟公务一样的事工。
So that's our vision.
那我们做些什么呢？我们的意向就是从上而下。
Our vision is to share the gospel really, you know, top down.
公仆是从下往上，我们要从上往。
TIM is bottom up。
那目标就是要把福音传遍工厂每一个角落。
Our goal is to share the gospel in the factories。
所以除了这个策略不同以外，另外我们的做的这个福音的地点也不太一样。
It's we not only differ in our strategies.Because it's different in the location.
大部分的公仆过去所做的，你可以说是在工厂外面。
Really, TIF they work on really outside the premises of the factories.
过去公仆也有同工进去工厂传福音。
Even though there are co-workers, TIF go into the factories.
那过去到工厂传福音的，他们的方法就是道成肉身。
Their way of doing things is kind of mimic the incarnation of Christ.
比如说去纺织公司，远东纺织公司，他们就进去里面做工人，做女工。
So they will, for example, they'll go to this fabric factory and become a laborer themselves.
有一位叫陆兰锦宣教师，他就是这样做。
For example, now the
missionary 陆兰锦，他在那边做了好多年，大概十年左右。
She worked there for 10 years as a laborer in a factory, fabric factory herself.
那她的福音的果效是后来有好多她跟她栽培跟进的人变成全时间的这个公仆的同工。
She has harvested many full-time laborers later on.
当然在那个工厂它是有果效的。
So in that particular factory, she bear lots of fruit.
但是台湾有上千成万的工厂。
But there are more than thousands of factories in Taiwan.
然后一个人做了这么多年，带领了一些人信了福音。
So you can see, you know, the limited growth of, you know, incarnation just go to the factory by herself.
这个是在我刚刚跟大家看的那个表里面，是在那个平淡的时候所发生的事情。
So this happens during the low growth of period.
那我们相信现在要保持这个这么快的成长的话，可能要有方法的改变。
We think in order to keep out the uptrend growth, we need to have a strategic plan.
所以我们用这个从上而下做法怎么做呢？
So we take this top-down approach. How do we actually carry it out?
在去年2012年的开始，我就到台湾去，我们就开始去做这个事工。
We started this in 2012.
摸索了很久。
We explored, you know.
开始的时候野心很大，我要进去工厂向工人传福音。
Our first ambition is raw, just kind of going to the factory.
后来就行不通。
It's really not doable.
因为他们不让你去打扰工人，他们在做工的机器。
They really forbid you to go to the factory to interfere their schedules.
后来感谢神了。 他让我们接触了一些基督徒的工厂的老板跟经理总经理。
For God's grace and His arrangement, we came across a few top managers. They are Christians.
给我们开始这样从老板或者是像董事长或者总裁这个层次里面去切入。
So it opens up the avenue that by, you know, partnership with, you know, either the owner or the presence of the factory is going down.
尝试做了下来以后，我们发现现在我们更具体了，我们发现做一个工厂大概要三期。
So we have more concrete data now for each factory. It will be three periods.
预定是4个月。
So it's three periods. Each period is about 4 months.
因为这个比较细节，我不讲。第一集基本上就是要跟上层建立关系。 然后呢，让他同意让我们进去。
So the first step is to establish good relations with upper manager of the factories.
然后开始在工厂里面的团契。
Then we start with fellowship within factory premises.
为什么说团契呢？
Why is fellowship?
我们开始进去的时候，哎，老板找了好多人来，基督徒、非基督徒都有。
So in the beginning, the sponsoring managers, they, you know, gather a few people, some Christians, some other Christians. Is that our small group here?
然后我们每一个礼拜聚会一次，然后继续下去，哎，发现好像过了一个月以后，这些所谓非基督徒慕道友越来越少，就慢慢不来了。
So we started, you know, weekly fellowship, and about a month later, we realized that the non-Christian kind of disappearing.
所以我们就觉得，哎，那我们应该重点转向训练基督徒。
So we changed our focus by training Christians themselves.
我们相信那是神的带领。
We think this is God.
因为后来我们才发现，你训练基督徒以后。
We discovered that after training Christians themselves,
他们上到自己的单位去的时候,
then they will spread out to their own unit.
他们就可以在自己单位那里传福音。
They will share the gospel among their circles of friends.
这种叫做同时进行，比如说有3位基督徒到3个地方同时进行。
So we take this simultaneously approach.
那他们可以传福音的这种时间地点比我们就更容易更方便。
So these Christians themselves have a lot more flexibility in terms of time, in terms of people.
都是朋友，他们随时可以跟他们分享。
Yeah, they are easy to share among their circle of friends.
也不需要申请什么，像我们进去要申请登记啊。
It's unlike us going to the factory premises. We need to sign up many papers.
台湾的工厂都有管制的哈。
there are strict, you know, access control for each factory.
进去的时候你要说你要倒水，你要做什么，它都有登记。出来之后还要检查啊，这里有没有其他的东西等等，所以都有。
For example, going to a factory, you need to see who are going to visit, you know,what time are you going to get in, get out, you know, and there'll be surveillance in and out.
所以后来我们就完全转成基督徒的团契。
So we start shifting our gear to training Christians themselves.
所以第一期完全是训练。
So the first stage is just training.
训练有三个方面，一个是他们要会带领唱诗。
There's three major area of training is to train them to lead praises.
第二，他们要会查经。
Lead them how to lead the Bible study.
第三，要会布道，个人布道或者三人布道。
To train them evangelists and most later.
对，这第一期。然后第二期呢？第二期就要操练，就他们所学的，他们要开始去自己单位去操练。
The second stage is for them to practice what they learn in the first stage.
我们要求很简单，你开始的时候就找一个人就好。
We just start with one person.
然后你跟他慢慢的交往，然后你要把就朋友关系建立起来，然后跟他慢慢的分享。
Build up relation first, you know, and share the gospel later on.
那我们在团契的时候，我们就开始大家就分享。
So in a fellowship, these Christians, they share their experience in sharing the gospel in their circle of friends.
我们在这样做的时候，我们发现啊，很多基督徒都不知道怎么传福音。
In this process, we discover many Christians, they really do not know how to share the gospel.
这个我想很多教会都是这样子啊，不是只有我们去的。
This is probably not that uncommon in the churches.
所以我们第一期重点在栽培他们，第二期就要鼓励他们能够出去传福音。
So the first stage is to train. The second train is send them out.
第三期呢，就是我们要继续栽培他们，然后希望他们在自己的单位那里可以成立一个小组。
And the third stage is not only they are trained, but be able to form a small group in their unit.
所以从两三人开始，希望他们自己也有自己的团契聚会等等。
They'll start a few, two or three, to form small groups.
那在这个当中，我们要做些什么？现在还不太清楚，但是需要帮助他们，提供他们有舞蹈等等，这些都在计划里面。
We are.Facilitators, we are trainers, we are their counselors, you know, in this process, so working together.
所以我们慢慢的已经明白，就是说我们有这样子的这个策略。那在我们真正做的时候是怎么样的呢？
So this is our strategy. What do we actually do?
在桃园，我们有两个工厂。
There are two factories that in Taoyuan.
一个叫做华信
光电 华信 fiber optics
laser
okay. The first is Arima lasers
这两个工厂我们差不多同时进行的，他们已经第一期完了，现在第二期。
Both factories have completed first stage.
第一个环境大概有300个员工。
There are 300 people in Arima Lasers.
我说大约十个基督徒是来参加我们团契的，可能还有其他没有参加。
There are 10 attending the fellowship regularly.
我们还有一点就是说要求，就是希望那个公司的老板或者是不管他是副总裁还是什么，都要自己来参加。
We have a small requirement is that the president or the owner themselves must attend the fellowship.
所以你们可以说我们是叫做狐假虎威啊，老板然后要员工来参加。
You can see because the presence, you know, of the, you know, the boss.
但是感觉神啊，因为这些老板、副总他们都很有负担。
It's praise God. You know, these owner, they really have the burdens for the gospel, so they come really very willingly.
我个人的观察就是说，我们经过这几个月来，其实最有进步的就是这个老板，跟那个总裁。
Yeah, it seems to be those people, the owners, that they grow the most.
他们非常兴奋，就是说想要把福音传遍。
They really have desire and motivation to share the gospel.
下面这个是的250个员工啊。
Xinpu Tech has about 250 people.
这个老板对福音非常有负担。
The owner of Xinpu is very, very zealous.
他每三个月一季左右，他就会办一个布道会。
He had factory-wide evangelists for every 3 months.
比如说唱歌的基督徒或者演戏的基督徒来，给他们有一场好像音乐会或者。
Well, they invited the Christian singers or Christian performers and to have this concert in the factory.
这个工厂也很特别，每天的午餐都是公司出钱。
They're special about this Christian factory. They have free lunch every day. So every 3 months they have this evangelism, you know, Christian concert. So through this, they, you know, many are accept the Lord.
那我们在训练这些基督徒的团契的时候，也训练他们要去做跟进。
So it's one aspect of training is follow up. Training Christians to train those who make decisions to accept the Lord. So you can see there is learning, there is practicing simultaneously. We kind of, you know, awed at God's, you know, work in Himself, how this all happened.
在我们台湾做宣教之中，我们得到鼓励的常常都是这些。
Yeah, all these we see, we experience God's mighty work. That's really motivate us.
上次我给大家分享，就是说我去台湾2012年2月的时候，在光谷照了一个照片。
So I share with you in March of 2012, when I visited TIF, I took a picture.
在我旁边有两位，也是跟我同一时间从美国到台湾去要做全时间宣教的，跟我年纪差不多。
In the picture, there are two other people. They came to Taiwan, similar to Pastor's age.They came to Taiwan with a similar calling of Pastor Xi.
那这些我都不认识。
Which I don't know them before.
神，差派人同时有感动，就在那里一起同工。
Somehow God moved each individually, and they come together and rendezvous in Taipei.
对，当我们跟着神的脚步做工的时候，你就发现事情就变得容易很多。
So we realize that when you follow God's plan, somehow things just get easier.
因为神已经要做了，他安排了，他呼召了，到时候你就遇见这样的事情。
For it's really God's work, God plan, God call, God arrange.
那我们也相信。
And the fullest time, it just completed.
也相信神在台湾，他已经呼召了不少基督徒的老板跟这些高层经理来做福音。
We recognize God also called many high-level managers in Taiwan, the Christians.
所以我们发现台湾是有很多这样子的老板，但是我们没有够多的时间去一个一个的做。
There are many of those kind of high-level Christian managers, but we need more time and more effort to reach out to them.
就是我刚刚说华信哈。
There's a remark. The center is the vice president of Arima. He came to study in the United States as well and work in Bell Labs before he returned to Taiwan.
这个是在聚会的时候的情景。
This is during the lunch fellowship.
另外一个是在新埔，新埔的话，上次这张跟大家上次也分享，就在门口进门的时候，后面就有一张、mm-hmm. 一张这个好像圣经的这个话语，上面是以赛亚书的这个。
This is really a rotunda of Simpu. It's really huge. And the very first is a picture of Isaiah. Those who wait on the Lord will never faint. It was like the eagle hunting up. It's that
kind of. 他就让人、看到以后就知道、哦、他是一个基督徒。那他进来他就是、以这个为他的标志。
So it's the honor、is very special.Plainly proclaimed.
所以我们受到他很多的鼓励哈，他在台湾已经做了这么多年的事工。那这是我们在团契的时候完了以后，大家合照。
Is the lunch fellowship.
接下来是台中哈，台中这个也是有点类似，但是工厂我们还没有、正式的开始，已经都安排差不多，回去以后要正式开始。
The next focus point in Taichung, particularly in Tanzi.
是有两个工厂，我们都已经、联络差不多了。那这个以后我们再。
Is it two factory? We started just building relations.
在坛子有个福音中心，我们在那里的服事比较多一点。
In Tanzi, there is a center for the gospel, and we spend more time there.
在那边。对训练他们的同工或者义工有很大的负担。
Pastor spend a lot of time training the volunteers of the gospel center.
他们有十几个义工，义工就是、不是、全时间的，但他们来帮忙。
There are about 10 volunteers in this gospel center.
这是陈福音传道，他是坛子福音中心的负责人。
So this preacher Su Ying Chen.She is the manager of that gospel center.
这个呢是退休会，他们的义工的退休会。
This is retreat for the volunteers of the gospel center.
其他的事工，现在讲到其他事工，很简短讲。在座的各位，我们可以做些什么呢？第一个，他们有可以办暑期夏令。
Other ministry, there are summer English camp.
另外可以做下面这些训练义工讲道。还有参与福音的事工，比如说他们有很多布道或者什么等等，外劳都可以参加。
All the ministry I'm going, all the training volunteer, there's lots of need for that, preaching there and counseling and caring.
这张是以前在台湾办暑期夏令营的一个照片，我想 Emma Ray 跟、这个 Cindy 啊，子宇都可以知道，这是在台湾原治大学所办，我们去参加过。
So this is the summer camp for English. I think Emery and Cindy have been there before.
他们有参加过，所以这是我们可以办年轻人到台湾去做暑期夏令。
This seems to be something we can do for the youth in the summer.
这个呢是在夏令里面上课，我想齐英跟 Emery 都在里面。以前的时候他们去做的。
This is in the past we went there, you know, to.Just to share the information.
所以大人、小孩、年轻人都可以参与，也可以讲道，好、
Preaching.
到附近的、就是说教会或什么去讲道都可以。这是公园步道。
This is street evangelism, particularly in the park.
这后面是一个土地庙。
You know, behind that banner is a temple.
所以在台湾。什么地方你都可以传讲。
So it's obvious that it's very free to share the gospel.
我跟你说，台湾是现在全世界宗教最自由的国家。
You can see Taiwan is the most free to share the gospel.
你要超越传福音，你去台湾，没有人会阻止你。
No one is going to stop you if you try to share.
政府、学校、警察局都不会来干涉。
No government, no police, no school.
你到街头上发单张，没有人会来干涉。
Yeah, even go to pass on the track, nobody's going to, you know, say anything to you.
对，我们常常去夜市，台湾夜市去发单张。
We go to this nice cities, you know, that markets, nice
cities. 不会有人来干涉，卖东西的你给他发单张，他也拿了，所以没有干涉。
It's very free to pass out the tracks.
所以他
台湾的人的福音的这个门啊是大开的。
So we can see the doors of gospel are wide open in Taiwan.
现在他们不反对福音。
They really do not reject the gospel.
但是要你们去向他们传。
But they need be preached to.
台湾跟中国大陆不一样的是，台湾是有神论的地方。
The difference between Taiwan and China is Taiwan people believe many God.
他们非常渴慕。
They desire spirituality.
他们拜很多的所谓的神。
They worship many gods.
因为你跟他传的时候，他也不在意再多认识一个神。
So they really do not bother or care that you share one more God with them.
所以你不用害怕会被拒绝。
So there's no fear you will be rejected.
但是你要把我们的神比其他的神好，你要讲出来。
But it's our strategy how to bring out Christ is our religion.
所以每个地方你都可以做。
Yeah, so there are many opportunities to share the gospel in Taiwan.
另外还有其他可以做，像监狱的施工啊。
There are more ministry opportunities. For example, this visiting the prisoners.
残障学校的施工。
The handicap school.
还有学校的施工都可以去做。
Also the after school programs.
我们到教会来分享美国教会都跟大家有呼召，希望你们能够有感动。那我们希望有这个感动的人参加我们，但是我们不是，当然短宣队也可以，但短宣队就是没有办法到工厂里面看到佛像，一个礼拜就只去一天，或者两个工厂两天看不到佛像，所以我们希望中期跟长期，一个月以上。
We are really looking for, partners that have longer term, maybe at least 1 month or longer, in order to go to the factories to, have substantial, impact.
我们没有很多时间来训练啊，愿意参加同工，所以我们希望在教会里哈，你有心你就开始在教会里操练。
We really do not have much time to train those who want to go, but those who are willing can start their training by serving the church.
在教会里跟牧师或者长子们说你有兴趣，给他们安让他们给你安排，比如说做主日学老师，或者说小组长等等，自己先训练。
For example, you can self-train yourself by, Sunday school teachers or small group leaders.
那将来你觉得时间到了，那你就可以用上这些。
And when the time comes, these become very handy.
那关于可以做的很多的施工哈，就是说你可以参加这个建立一个新的工厂的团契，或者你可以训练他们，然后你也可以帮助他们有需要资源上，或者是需要舞蹈等等，这些都可以。
So there are many ministry opportunities, sharing, training, caring, all these.
那我们也希望你能够为这个施工祷告。
Our utmost desire is for you to pray for the.
首先希望神这个福音的门哈能够开得更久一点哈。
First of all, the door of the gospel remain open for a longer period of time.
这个福音的门开的一个现象就是说。父母亲鼓励孩子们去参加夏令营。
When the door is open, we can see the parents encourage their, school children to go to summer camp.
但他们自己不去教会。
But they themselves refrain from going.
换句话说，他们不反对。
They do not reject.
但是希望有人能够进入这种家庭。
But we can see they are not rejecting the gospel, so it is opening for us to reach out to them.
这福音的门。第二点就是说，我们希望工厂的老板们的高层管理能够开放他们的工厂。
We also desire the managers, owners of factories can open up their premises.
第三，我们希望有基督徒的同工的参与。
We look for more partners of Christians.
因为我们有很多工厂，每个工厂都需要有人。
See, there are thousands of factories, right? Each factory requires, you know, labors.
第四点，请大家为当地的教会来参与。
Thus, please pray for the local churches that can partnership with TIM.
因为我们目的是传福音，当人信了以后，要带他们去附近的教会。
So follow up is important, and that must take place in churches. So move, pray for the churches that are willing to take in these, you know, labors that are different from their culture.
这一点目前也是很难做的。
This is a very bottleneck in this area.
也希望，同工们跟我们去联络教会等等。
Yeah, we desire to have more, you know, communications to the churches.
最后一点，我们跟工业福音传记是伙伴，希望是继续在这个工业福音传记在劳工当中能够带动这个传福音的这个事工。
So pray for TIF. They are the pivot of sharing the gospel to the labor force.
最后这个是，假使各位要支持我们的话，可以寄给这个 T 在美国的办公室是 IEMI 这个机关，寄到我们家，我们一起会寄给他。
If you desire to any financial support, be able to have tax deductible, here is the address information.
那我一开始就讲了，我们在台湾所做的事工哈，是将来在中国大陆也会发生的。
As I said before, you know, we can see what happened in Taiwan is going to happen in China.
因为我去中国的时候，我也跟一些基督徒哈，不管是美国去的，我的当地也跟他们交谈，发现，比如说在广东那个地方哈，有很多工厂是台湾的老板去那里做，那有不少是基督徒。
So when I visit, you know, the guy in Fuzhou, I came across in Guangdong, you know, the factories owner are from Taiwan.
那在上海有很多公司是基督徒的老板也是台湾去的，在上海。
Likewise in Shanghai, you know, the owners of the factories are from Taiwan.
不能在自己的公司或者工厂来做这个团契的工作，不行。
We are not allowed to go into the premises of Shanghai factories.
但是将来即使有改变的话，就有可能。
But if circumstances change, there are possibilities we can go into them.
各位知道大陆的工厂比台湾会多多少倍？
There are a lot more factories in many China than in Taiwan.
所以我们同样的策略也可以将来到中国大陆去哈，借着这些基督徒的老板跟高层经理同样的把福音传到工厂去。
So you can see the parallelism in Taiwan and China through the managers of Christianity themselves.
所以我在想，各位，神把我们从台湾带到美国，也把你们从中国带到美国。
So God bring us from Taiwan to America and bring most of you from China to here.
神是有他的策略。
God has His own strategy.
我不知道将来哪一天神要呼召你去中国或去哪里去为他工作，我不知道。
We don't know when God will call you to, you know, return to China to work.
但现在我们看得很清楚，就是说神的宣教的中心已经从欧洲搬到美洲，现在搬到亚洲了。
It's clear, you know, the train of gospel move from Europe to America and then to Asia.
如果我们看到神在台湾这样做工，我们就是真的看到，哎，神没有忘记每一个地方的人。
So we see God is a God who does not forget.
过去三四十年来为台湾祷告，我发现一点动静都没有。
In the past 34 years, your prayer for Taiwan.
但是当我们不注意的时候，我们在没有警觉的时候，忽然间就发现，哇，台湾的基督徒怎么忽然间成长了
？But you know, in all these, we can see a birth growth, you know, upward trend lately.
因为神打开了福音的门。
Because God Himself opened the door of Christianity.
将来在中国大陆的话，下一波的这个基督徒的成长是在哪里？ 是在城市，在沿海的城市。
So the next phase of growth of Christian in China, probably around the cities in the.
现在很多工厂，很多公司。
There are many factories and companies.
乡下的人力都往城市里去。
So there is the immigration from the villages to the cities.
所以下一波的中国大陆的成长，啊，一定就在沿海这几个城市。
So the growth of Christianity will be along the ocean coast.
但是我们也看到有不少工厂往内陆里搬。
We can also see there are migration of factories from to the inner land.
去芬兰就看到那个做这个 Apple 的这个手机的功能，就从深圳那里搬到荷兰去。
For example, Apple moved from Shenzhen to 河南。
这个是因为经济的关系啊。
It's because economic impact.
人工还有其他原因，但是这个是一个趋向，就是说将来再下一波的这个。福音的成长啊，会往内陆里面去。
Yeah, this is just one aspect, but the trend is really going into the inner.
好，我们跟大家分享就到这里为止，因为时间关系啊，要是你们有问题，我们可以在下面啊来回答。
Okay, I will share our ministry in Taiwan. If you have any questions, you know, please feel free to talk to us.
Okay, 那我们就。在这结束我们的讲道。
Let's pray。
亲爱的，我们再一次谢谢你，看到你打开了福音的门。
Heavenly Father and dear Lord Jesus, we give you thanks. We see, we eyewitness, you open the door of gospel in Taiwan.
我们看到主所做的，我们亲眼去看的时候，真的心里面很兴奋。
We eyewitness your great work, and we are very excited.
也感谢主，让我们能够参与。
Thank you, Lord, for calling us to participate in your ministry.
享受到当带人信主时候的喜乐。
Enjoy all the joyful blessings from you, and I'll share the gospel and they accept the gospel.
哇，你真的让我们看到主啊，你是在全地工作的主。
Lord, you let us see you are the God who works in the nations.
我们张开眼目的时候，我们就看到到处主你都在做工。
When we open our eyes, we see God you work in every corner of the world.
我愿你继续的激励我们。
Lord, we continue to be moved by you.
能够跟随着主的脚步行。
Follow your footsteps.
我们也看到主啊，你是那掌管一切、至终尊贵荣耀的主。
You are a sovereign God. You are the God of honor. You are God of our praises.
愿尊贵荣耀都归给我们做宝座的耶稣基督。
May glory on and glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。